The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Governments never, ever stop increasing the amount of bureaucracy and legislation. So the Queen's speech, the opening of the Parliament, 21 new bills.
Yeah, they were very happy to tell us what they were up to via the Queen, of course, delivering the words, including curbs on radical preachers and the funky stuff, rules on driverless cars and drones. But the big three, prison reform...
It's a funny speech, isn't it, Adam? We have that in our Parliament too, because we've got the Westminster system here. I mean, the speech is written by the government and read by the Queen. Everyone knows she hasn't written it, and she just does what the government gives her to say.
I assume she gets to read it through first.
I hope so.
She doesn't trip over terribly often.
No.
But at the same time, you can kind of tell that she is just reading it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes not happy with what she's telling us.
I wonder, for instance, the scrapping of the Human Rights Act. I wonder if the Queen has a view on that.
Yeah.
Instead, we're going to get a British Bill of Rights. But also, it's very interesting, Alan, because a lot has been made of what wasn't in it, and it was thought there wasn't anything remotely pro or anti-European Union. In short, they were desperately trying not to rock the boat or the batteau or the battelli, for that matter.
The boat or the batteau. Very good. Very good. Well-educated is Mr Gilchrist. Sadiq Khan got into stride, the new London mayor.
Yeah, he's done two very popular things. Number one, he's had a right bash at Donald Trump, who also had a bash back, to be fair, so a bit of ignoramus bashing between the two of them. But number two is our new London mayor, Sadiq Khan, has given his weight to a new garden bridge. It's controversial, but it's basically a footbridge that doubles as a garden with bushes and trees crossing the River Thames close to the National Theatre alongside Waterloo Bridge. We're told, this is the only trouble, we're told it's going to cost less than £200 million. But then we were told the London Olympics were going to cost us less than £4 billion. So
£200 million for a bridge, no thank you. £200 million for a bridge, no thank you. All right, Adam.
Trees and bushes, though.
What? Absolutely. Adam Gilchrist in London.